Good afternoon. This is Mark DeMaria with a 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time update on now Tropical Storm Harvey. The system is still centered over near Victoria, Texas, now with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour. We still have a tropical storm warning up for a significant portion of the Texas coast from Baffin Bay area to High Point, a little north of the Houston area. So there is still a wind threat. We expect this storm to gradually die down over the next couple of days in terms of wind. We also still have storm surge warnings up for a significant portion of the Texas coast, again, covering roughly the same area as the tropical storm warnings. The water is very slow to subside, so we're not ready to give the all clear with regard to storm surge. We have a tornado threat. This is the latest advisory from Storm Prediction Center. We've got a tornado watch over a significant area from Victoria, Texas, including the Houston metropolitan area. So this is for isolated tornadoes associated with the rain bands of the tropical storm. But the big threat from the system is still the flooding. We expect Harvey to be around for the next 3 to 4 days with that very broad circulation. The system is not going to move more than maybe 50 to 100 miles from its current position and still pumping in that very large moisture flow from the Gulf of Mexico. The forecasts still show additional amounts of up to 15 to 20 inches. Some areas have already had 15 inches of rain, so storm total accumulations could be 35 to 40 inches. This is a life-threatening rainfall totals, both in terms of flash flooding and then in the longer term of the river flooding. So be very careful to pay attention to your local emergency management officials. Really stay put until you're told otherwise. Stay out of high water areas and be extremely careful for this life-threatening situation that's going to continue to evolve over the next 3 to 4 days. So this is Mark DeMaria. This will be the last of the briefings on Tropical Storm Harvey.